Welcome back, Rebecca. I'm Calm, professional female, and today we're exploring Cory Doctorow's The Reverse Centaur's Guide to Life After AI, a book about artificial intelligence, but even more importantly, about power, labor, institutions, and the choices societies make when adopting technology. The title gives us a useful starting point. A traditional centaur model imagines a human directing a machine. The person supplies judgment and purpose, while the technology contributes speed or computational strength. A reverse centaur turns that relationship around. The system sets the pace, issues recommendations, or constrains the available choices, while the human performs the remaining tasks. Think of a worker compelled to follow an algorithm's instructions, even when experience suggests that those instructions are inefficient, unfair, or simply wrong. That distinction matters because public discussion of AI often concentrates on whether machines are intelligent, conscious, or destined to replace us. Doctorow redirects attention toward more immediate questions. Who owns these systems? Who decides how they are deployed? Who benefits from their efficiencies? And who bears the costs when they fail? From this perspective, harm does not require an all-powerful machine. Ordinary software can become oppressive when powerful organizations use it to monitor people, weaken their autonomy, avoid accountability, or make important decisions difficult to challenge. This short summary will help clarify that broader argument without treating technology itself as either magical salvation or inevitable catastrophe. We'll consider why Doctorow's critique centers on political economy rather than science fiction speculation. How automation can reorganize work without eliminating human labor, and why meaningful remedies may depend on rights, competition, interoperability, collective action, and democratic oversight. The goal is not to decide that every use of AI is harmful. It is to develop a sharper test for evaluating any automated system. Does it genuinely extend human capability? Or does it reduce a person to the biological component of somebody else's machine? So as we enter Doctorow's argument, keep one question in mind. When a system claims to make life more efficient, whose freedom is it expanding? And whose freedom is it quietly taking away?